BBC News, hello, I'm John Shea. The Iraqi military says it now has control over a complex of government buildings that's been at the centre of the battle for the city of Ramadi. Islamic State fighters appear to have withdrawn from the compound, although troops are still confronting pockets of resistance in the surrounding neighbourhood. The recapture of Ramadi would constitute a significant victory for the Iraqi government, as Tom Arfesi reports from Baghdad.
The authorities will hail this week's offensive as a success against the jihadi group in the country. But it took months to mount this grand campaign coordinated with coalition airstrikes. The Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, said the army would soon move to retake the northern city of Mosul, and that will be the biggest prize, but it is the largest population centre under the control of IS in Iraq, and the battle there will be much tougher.
The director of Israel's missile defense programs has been sacked for what the government has described as a grave breach of security. The Israeli media say Yair Ramati stored classified documents on his personal computer. Reports from Yemen say that Osama bin Laden's former bodyguard, Nasser al-Bahri, has died after a long illness. Yusuf Taha has the story.
Medical sources in Yemen told the BBC that al-Bahri, who was also known as Abu Jandal, died on Saturday at a hospital in Mukalla in the southern province of Hadramaut. He was the bodyguard and driver of Osama bin Laden, the late al-Qaeda leader when he operated from Afghanistan. He returned to Yemen at the end of 2008 following his release from the U.S. detention center in Guantanamo. Al-Bahri, who was a Yemeni national, was reputed to have been involved in militant attacks during the 1990s in Bosnia, Somalia and Afghanistan.
A Syrian group that reports on human rights abuses by Islamic State militants in the city of Raqqa says another of its members has been killed. Naji Jeff made documentary films for the organization known as Raqqa is Being Slaughtered Silently. He was shot dead while in Turkey. At least 11 people have died in the latest tornadoes to hit the U.S. state of Texas. Witnesses say it took the tornadoes just seconds to cause devastation, including flattening houses, toppling trees, and causing massive power cuts. A young child was among those killed. Large parts of the Dallas region were plunged into darkness. Douglas Athas is the mayor of Garland, near Dallas.
I have seen the devastation. It is quite extensive. There's homes completely leveled, many more with roof damage, cars overturned, fences down. An apartment complex especially hard hit. It's just sticks and rubble, large metal beams twisted and thrown. I've seen them on both sides of the freeway. So that was at least 300 and some yards that it had been thrown.
World News from the BBC. Several hundred people have marched on the French island of Corsica, ignoring a ban on demonstrations introduced after 2 days of violent anti-Arab protests. The unrest followed a clash on Thursday in which two firefighters and a police officer were injured in a largely Arab housing estate in the capital Ajaccio. The pro-independence movement in the Spanish region of Catalonia is in disarray after it failed to choose a leader. Delegates from the leftist party in the alliance, the CUP, split over whether to support a pro-independence administration led by the current regional president Artur Mas. The leader of the CUP, Antonio Baños, said the stalemate was a clear sign that the debate had to continue.
The outcome is what it is, and I think it's not a problem, but a challenge. It's the challenge of debate, the challenge to reach an agreement.
A former player in El Salvador's national football team has been shot dead. The authorities say that Alfredo Pacheco was killed while chatting with friends at a petrol station in the city of Santa Ana. Pacheco was banned from football in 2013 for match fixing. The Oscar-winning cinematographer Haskell Wexler has died. He was 93. Wexler won an Academy Award for his innovative black-and-white camera work on the 1966 film Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and a second, a decade later, for Bound for Glory, based on the American musician Woody Guthrie. In this interview, Wexler talked about the importance of lighting.
For me, it came from not having a lot of equipment, not having a lot of what you call lighting equipment, so even before digital, which is much more flexible, you're very conscious what light happens in a room.
And that's the latest BBC World News.